Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is your host, Cedric Shabazz, live from Sin City. And it's a tough morning to wake up to. Everybody was aware of the massive rioting in the city of Baltimore. And the first thing that came to my mind was how us African American men and women who are adults, who have children under the ages of 18 and children between the ages of 10 and 25 or 18 and 30, how we massively failed as parents. Now, I'm going to start this radio show making excuses or justifications for the violence that took into the city of Baltimore. I believe, because I'm pro-law enforcement, and I believe that we should respect our laws and authorities, because I love this country as a man and as an African-American man at 48 years old. But I'm not going to sit here and blame slavery, blame the white man, blame the school system, blame that we don't have enough money in our community, which is a very, very, very true fact. But that is something I will talk about on the last 10 minutes of the show. But right now, the first so many minutes right now, I'm going to talk about us African-American men and women who are adults who have failed their children. I was so heartbroken when I seen our young kings and queens in the streets last night committing violence and taking items from a store shelf. And I was a loss at words, because Baltimore is a symptom of, God forbid, that Chicago, L.A., Houston, San Francisco, Oakland, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York, Boston, New Orleans, you know, Memphis, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, you know, Austin. You know, I could go on, and I could name the 50 or so major cities in the United States that Americans populate. And Atlanta, Miami, we could go on. And we don't need what happened in Baltimore, brothers and sisters, we don't need that to happen in any other city. Let this be a teachable moment. First of all, to all the black brothers and sisters and African-American men and women who think because they were 100% excellent parents, I'm going to tell you, I have a child in 23, and I'm going to be a doctor in 5 years. I was not physically half into my child's life, and I failed my child. Now, some would say, but your child turned out to be a doctor soon. That may be true, and it's my only child, but that doesn't resolve my shortcomings in being a failed father in my child's life, because I was not there physically. And I could go on, I could give you excuses that the white man did this to me, and drug addiction and homelessness. I could give you all kind of justifications and excuses of why I was not in my child's life. But the number one reason why I was not in my child's life is because I was selfish. Number one reason why a lot of black men and black women are not in their children's life is because of selfishness. A big percentage of us, okay, we had children way too young. So, okay, you know, kids having kids is a major factor. But that doesn't seem to be the reality no more, because nowadays I don't see young black women having babies at young ages. I see that they get to 18 years old, and they're usually are depending how their family structure is, you know, it's unfortunately that the cycle repeats itself, because a lot of black mothers nowadays, the young mothers, are just teaching their children of what they've been taught. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of brother, sisters or queens has been the foundation and the breadwinner and the father of our African American children. And as a black man, I'm on the verge of tears right now, because although I may be worth $100 million, and I have a child who's going to be a doctor, it doesn't mean that the young brothers and sisters that I send on television is not my child. I don't understand how any African American right now that is rich, an actor, entertainer, a dancer, a basketball player, a professional athlete, the president of the United States, I don't understand how our successful African Americans could look the other way at this point. And I had no intentions of going to pay $100 to see my brother Floyd Mayweather fight Manny Pacquiao. And I'm not hating on Floyd. He's already rich. Manny's rich. But it just doesn't seem right in the spirit that when May 2nd comes in Las Vegas, Nevada, that people are going to be watching one man make $170 million, one man make $130 million. And then you look at the crowd, and the crowd is going to be 50% black. And the blacks that will be in the crowd will be rich blacks. They'll be celebrities. They'll be the who are they who in this world. And if there's any time to take a stand for my brothers and sisters, I wish, even though they bought those tickets already, I wish they don't go to that fight. To stand up and say, you know what, young brothers and sisters, we failed you. We're sorry. We're sorry that we were not adults. Adults let you down. Because we did let them down. Now, a lot of brothers and sisters who are adults should be ashamed of themselves. Or the fact that when I look on social media, I see grown adults are condoning the behavior of our children. Even to the fact that some of us are saying that this is what America deserves. But it's not about America, what deserves. It's about our children. They deserve better. And I have a hard time relating to our brothers and sisters that don't have the heart to see that. They, you know, if you're an adult and you're over 18 years old and you're an African-American man or a woman, you have a duty and a responsibility to say the right thing, to do the right thing, not to get on social media and talk about eye for an eye. Oh, this is what they did. This is what Baltimore deserves. Because what you do it is you tell it our young brothers and sisters who are 7, 8 years old that when you the proper behavior of your anger, and my heart goes out to the young brothers and sisters who have not had no massive opportunities. That's a fact. That's a fact. It's what happened in Baltimore is a symptom of a large systematic failure of opportunities for African Americans. That's a fact. But what is also a fact is that until us African American brothers and sisters step up and stay in our children's lives, we are just letting down our future kings and queens. So I'm not going to get on a talk show, CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, because they've been calling me. And I'm not going to get on there and have a debate on why certain things happen and give the media ratings to watch us blacks destroy each other, get in arguments and debate on national television about why it was a massive failure in Baltimore. Because the failure lies with us, us black men. I will end this show because I am heartbroken, but humbled. This is a call. This is a call to every adult black man. In the spirit of our honorable Elijah Muhammad, this is a call that you must stand up and be men. There is no rhyme or reason for our young 15 and 16 years old men and women are out there stealing jeans and burning down stores, committing crimes. Black man, you are the original man on this earth. But until you believe that in your soul and your heart and spirit and rise to the occasion, to rise your woman and your children up, you will systematically continue to see the death of our children. So unless somebody stands up and take full responsibility, and I, as an African-American man, I am sorry. I am sorry, brothers and sisters, my young brothers and sisters, that we failed you. But I believe in a mighty God. I believe in a mighty God that we will use this opportunity for Baltimore to be a symptom and an example that we have constantly, like our original Hebrew brothers and sisters, we have constantly keep walking around the mountain. We went through this after Rodney King in 1992. We went through this in the mid-60s. Assassinations and riots from Detroit to L.A. to Chicago. 65, 66, 67, 68. We went through this in the 40s and the 30s. At least in the 30s and 40s, we were together. At least in the 60s, we were together. In the 90s, we didn't come together. And as a result, because we did not come together in 1991 and 1992, is the reason 23 years later, our young queens and young kings in the future are going to death, going to prison. And we still want to blame the white man for our failures. Because we still have a slave mentality. Brother Malcolm told us, Brother Malcolm X, El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, Mr. Farrakhan told us, but the original, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, told us, brothers and sisters, what was going to happen if we do not take care of our own, and we do not make our own priority over everybody else. I am not advocating separation because I'm an integrationist in my heart, and that's integrationist is the right thing. But what I am saying is that I'm no longer interested in asking the United States government or the Democrats, or bleeding heart liberals, whatever you want to call them, for any assistance in this situation. What I'm asking for and calling for is the black man, the original man, the chosen man, the original Hebrew, the original one, they say, it's written. This is Jesus Christ, my Savior, our Savior, is a black man. Everybody knows Jesus Christ is a black man. Why is that an issue? Because this is what I'm getting to. If you believe, brother and sister, that you are the original man on this earth, and you're a king and you're a queen, and you are a straight descendant from Jesus Christ and David, the chosen lineage of God's chosen people, you will act accordingly. You will act accordingly. So my heart's broken, but I also see an opportunity, because the Lord, our God, is teaching us African Americans right now that getting on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and pointing fingers while not taking responsibility just shows our brothers and sisters that we are still slaves, slaves mentally in our thinking. Maybe John Lynch is right. The Lynch papers, the Lynch letters, Willie Lynch wrote a paper that he basically shared with all the slave owners in the southern United States that owned slaves. And it was a doctrine on how to keep us slaves, continue to be slaves for the next 300 years. Was written in 1721. And now, we're not leaving 300 years from that. And he has told the truth, that he said that if you do these steps, the African American and the black slave will continue to perpetuate hatred, self-hatred. Self no worth, feel no hope, and they will turn on each other, and they will remain jealous of each other, and they will destroy each other. And that is exactly what we're doing on this day, April 28th, 2015. So, brothers and sisters, no more excuses, no more justifications, no more pointing the finger at the white man, no more pointing the finger at lack of opportunity. We, the American adults and men and women, in the spirit of my brother and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, say, rise, black man. Rise, kings and queens. And be parents in our children's lives. We're never going to be perfect parents. But we got to teach our children that there is no excuse to not be a physical presence in our children's lives. If we don't have a job, we don't have education, we don't have this, and we don't have that. But I say, that still does not give us an excuse to walk away from what loins have produced these children. Last 2 minutes of the show, I pray in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you have touched the heart of the African-American man and woman who are of age and over 18, regardless if they are rich or poor, Democrat, Republican, light-skinned, dark-skinned, regardless if your last name is Muhammad or Rodriguez or Jackson or Bordeaux, that we, right now, and take 100% full responsibility for Baltimore. No more blame game. No more white man did this to me. No more my mama and my daddy wasn't there for me. No more I can't get a job. No more this or that. As long as we make excuses up, we are living up to exactly what Willie Lynch said would happen to us. So I believe in my heart that we are rising, black man, now. Don't matter if you're a blood or Crip or Muslim or Christian or Jew or Republican or atheist or agnostic. If you have ancestry from Africa and you live in America, it is your duty, man, black woman, African-American man and African woman, over 18, it's your duty to create opportunity for our kings and queens. In Jesus' name, amen.